Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for your emails and your requests and your dialogue. And tonight, we, meaning myself, your spirit guides, my spirit guides, we are always going to touch on awakening, because awakening does matter. And tonight I will be talking about healing, but from a different perspective. Tonight I'll be talking about healing from a cellular perspective and what the cell consciousness, yes, all the cells in your body have a consciousness. Not only are they connected to their own consciousness, meaning their own ability to hear, not unlike how you hear your thoughts, etc., but they're also able to participate in the body of work of your all your cells. So I'm going to be talking about that. But welcome to Awakening Matters, where I share and touch on every subject matter from healing to validation of incredible moments of who we are, how we are, and where we are, and that we are, not only in our humanity, but part of everything that we see and experience around us. So tonight I will be talking about healing, so let's begin. So your cellular body is something that in and of itself has the ability to communicate with itself, has the ability to stay focused on its originating intention and grow and expand and contract with you. So when I say your cellular body, I'm saying that that's a part of you. So you're not separate from it, of course. And you do have your soul body, but you also have this extraordinary physical body with trillions of cells that their main purpose is not just to honor you, your thoughts, and your experiences, but they are also having their own organic, spiritual, soul level, and physical experience. You did hear me right. Your cells are having their own experience. They're not just here to support yours. And so what's wonderful about that is your cells, of course, are always striving to return to their grandest and greatest version of themselves. So on a cellular level, what's a little different is there isn't a lot of, human personality in the scope or in the format of interruption in emotional upheaval. So what does that mean? When you're emotionally upset, do your cells not react? Of course they do. However, it's often the mental body, which the cells can hear and are a part of, that triggers the emotional body or vice versa. And then there is there can be at times, depending upon the subject matter, a very strong emotional response. And so sometimes the cellular body will react to that and expand. And that's often seen as inflammation in the body. And most certainly, inflammation in the body references usually, if it's an emotion that's going to expand and inflame, it can be an emotion that is an emotion equaling energy. So your body doesn't just relate to emotions, it relates to an energy of emotion. So if you're in love or you love yourself or you have an experience of love, or you're in the process of healing yourself, then you're going to be invited, hopefully, to focus on yourselves and love them just where they're at, even if they're out of balance, so that they can become a member, remember once again that, and return to the expression of love, inner love, and clarity within themselves. So to go where I was. The cellular body supports not only your experience, but its own, which means that the cells experience distortion, duality, shutting down, dying off, other cells being reborn. But the thing is, there is a consciousness of communication that they are a part of at all times. Think about it. You have all these organs. You have all these different extraordinary aspects of this divine instrument that you are doing what? Coexisting and collaborating and communicating at all times and never not doing that. Even if there's a part of your body that is not functioning, reacting, or participating fully as you knew it once to do, you can absolutely almost guarantee that the rest of the cells are trying to make up for it. So it is a combined effort. It is a collaborative effort. And for those who are tuning in just now, I'm talking about healing, and I'm also talking about cellular patterning. There's so much to dive into here, and part of that is self-healing, as well as, so that's emotional, mental, as well as, but I'm going to talk about cellular healing. And next show or program, I will talk about emotional healing. So with that said, there's so much to dive into because sometimes the cellular patterning that I see, I'm able to see cells, and I'm able to see cells that are distorted, cells that are diseased, cells that are out of balance, et cetera, and I'm able to communicate with them to help bring them back to assist, not to do it, but to assist in their ability to restore themselves. And that is often through a language of love and support. So the cells that are communicating with the mental body and the emotional body, et cetera, which all the cells in your body can hear. Sometimes somebody comes into this physical form and they have a lot of trauma. And through that trauma, it can overwhelm the system, and then the physicality of that person starts to represent it, feeling the person themselves feeling overwhelmed, or the cellular body itself feeling overwhelmed by the many events that have transpired, or just one. But it lingers. And so oftentimes when I'm working with a client or even myself, it's most certainly about getting to a place of, well, not getting internally, but getting externally quiet and getting to a place of stillness where you can go within and meet that cell body. So do you have to know where it is, what it is, et cetera? Do you have to search it out with a flashlight or a rescue group? No, not at all. What we're talking about is the simplicity of love. And what we, meaning myself and my spirit guides, are talking about, the ability to kind of seek out, let's say you have a stomach ache or a headache, or your body's cells will signal to you where there is discomfort. Why? Why is there that mechanism? There's often that mechanism for obvious reasons, of course, so that you put an ice pack where there's swelling, or you address the external. But the internal, actually, the cells have already communicated with themselves and each other about the trauma or the pain or the reason for it. So what I am saying to you is that I have experienced for myself in working with others, it doesn't matter if it's a stubbed toe, it doesn't matter if it's a disease, it's the body does not, and I hope you can hear this, the body does not say, oh, that's okay, I just stubbed my toe, no big deal, versus the body saying, oh, well, I have food poisoning, it's a much bigger deal, so I'm going to send out more attention and focus there. No, to the body, any type of imbalance is met with the same attention, focus, and assistance. So literally, the cellular body assists itself. Say that five times fast. No, don't. But the cellular body assists itself to restore itself. Because after all, if you were, how can I put this? The body, your body of work, all your cells are aware of what it feels like to cohesively work as one. So if there's a part of that oneness that is out of balance, out of whack, or not doing well, that oneness that you are will experience it as coming to the clarity needed immediately outside of time. And for lack of a better term, there is a conversation that's going on within your body at all times with itself. Sometimes it doesn't include you at all. Sometimes it's about healing itself from something you didn't even know you could have had, a headache. You know, it could be anything, but you didn't even have to experience that because the body is regulating itself and achieving that at all times, from birth all the way through your life to when you pass. And so how does that help you in your physical experience? It helps you because if you start communicating on a cellular level, how do you do that? You don't necessarily have to meditate or go into an altered state or do anything other than what resonates with you. And so it is about the beauty of discovering what is your comfort language with your cellular body. And that means, do you go into a meditation? Is that how you feel closer to the ability to be heard by your cellular body? And by the way, am I talking about telepathy? Sure. Am I talking about you getting a vision? Yes. Am I talking about you getting a feeling? Absolutely. My point being, there isn't just one way that your cells communicate with you or that you show up for your body. And please take this into consideration. One week you might be like, wow, I got so many visions, or I had such lucid dreams, or I had a feeling to do something and I did it and I felt so much better. Don't become stuck on just that application, because the next week or the next or maybe a month later, your body's telling you, okay, I'm at a whole different vibration. I'm at a whole different focus. And you are probably in your human life as well. So it's not that your physical body is separate from you on a cellular level and doesn't care what you're doing. It's that there is a cohesive, collaborative relationship happening between you, your consciousness, and the consciousness of yourselves. But the difference is, if you're not paying attention to yourselves, they're paying attention to themselves. So if you're not paying attention to your cellular body, please know your cellular body is paying attention to itself, which is required and kind of part of the deal, if you will, in being in human form. So on a cellular level, your body is able to communicate with itself. It's able to calibrate itself, which means balance itself out. It's able to restore healing. It's able to, when I say healing, it's able to restore itself for the most part. Now, let's talk about when that doesn't happen or isn't happening. So sometimes it's either minor or major, from anything from a cold to a flu to a disease, that your cells, so I'm going to change that to cellular because it might sound like I'm saying cells and I'm saying cellular. So your cellular body will communicate with you through discomfort. And that discomfort is not about blame or shame or you're at fault or anything. It's often about your body's way of letting you know either a behavior you're having is not in your highest and greatest good. Let's say that's drinking or taking pills or what have you. And so your body will start to either share with you messages that it's not doing well by sending out discomfort. And that discomfort, if not hurt, let's say your cellular body has a message for you, and let's say you ignore it. Or the cells themselves go, well, we're going to send out the discomfort, but right behind that, we're going to heal ourselves so that we don't feel the discomfort, so to speak. And so then you get the message, but then you're like, you know, the body healed itself. I feel better. Then the next time you participate in what your body tried to tell you, are you lactose intolerant maybe, or are you allergic to milk, or are you allergic to, you know, your body's going to, as you grow and change, your body's going to try and communicate with you. So sometimes the messages that you receive through how you're feeling, not necessarily just emotionally, but physically, is how the body gets you to understand where it is at in its experience with itself. So let's say one day you are fine and the next day you're experiencing a really intense reaction to something. That's your body not only dealing with it itself, but also letting you know, hey, you don't want to do that again. And let's say you just keep doing it. And eventually your body says to itself, well, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep repeating this. I can't keep, on a cellular level, there's nothing more to offer this, literally, this organ or this area of my body to restore it. Because I've sent out so many messages, so to speak, and they have all been ignored, and so something else needs to happen here. So that's where then you come in. I mean, hopefully you've arrived long before then, but if not, that's where you come in, and the attention is, okay, what do you want to do? This is the situation. So, I mean, I'm saying that if you continually ignore your body, it'll come to a point, and when I say body, I'm talking about cellular body, same thing, but you could come to a point where your body says to you, you're going to have to participate fully at this level because you consciously did not participate prior. So it can be, again, major or minor, but you want to know that your cellular body does not confuse itself, so to speak, in believing that it's, how do I put it? Your cells are not like, your cellular body is not like, there's probably a count going on about how many times I've said cellular body. And I'm probably going to pass the count that I think that I'm going to say it. And that's okay. Maybe I'll get balloons. Anyway, so your cellular body, 1001, is going to let you know how you're doing, how you wake up in the morning, how you feel during the day, and how you go to sleep. That part of that interaction on a conscious or unconscious level is a communication from your DNA, from your cellular body. And if you don't listen, it will talk louder and louder. Now, here's an interesting concept to think about. Your cellular body does not believe that it is human. It doesn't believe that it's not human. It doesn't care. Your cellular body is not here having the experience of, oh, I am a human having, I'm a human being having an experience of being. No, it doesn't. It doesn't relate to your experience the way you do. And why is that even to be mentioned? Because it relates to an experience outside of time. So it, your cells are not necessarily here going, wow, I'm this age, and so I should be feeling like this, or wow, I'm approaching that age, so I better get ready for that, et cetera. No, your cellular body is ageless and timeless. Literally, it's a vibrational frequency of communication that does not define itself or watch the human clock and act accordingly. So even if you are in a process with yourself, because we're all in a process, so even if you are in a process with your emotional growth, your spiritual growth, your physical growth, your cellular growth is not necessarily joining you in that process all the way. Now, yes, if you are doing things that are not healthy for you, aren't in your body's highest and best interest, even from something as mundane as dehydration to something in, as intense as, well, whatever is not good for you on at an intense level, then your body is going to react more to that than it is your age or your thinking, this is what's going to happen to my body now. So what I am saying is, if you can get out of your own way, if you can get out of your own human body's way and stop trying to fix it, tell your body where it's supposed to be angry at your body or frustrated with it, etc. Sometimes that just expands the problem, and the problem seen by you is a problem. Of course, your cells aren't like, oh my gosh, we have a big problem here. But your humanity might feel that way. And with that said, your cells are always ready to restore themselves. And so when you give your body, if you haven't taken it, sometimes people take their bodies to such a degree of distortion that the cells are like, yeah, I'm out. Or the cells themselves can't, they're having trouble communicating. That happens. So I'm saying, before you get to that point, hopefully there's a communication between you. Now, let's say, I'm going to go back to, do you meditate? Or do you just hold an intention once a day about, wow, my cells are communicating with each other. I'm going to join that conversation. And I'm going to join it with what? With love, with appreciation, with gratitude. Why? Why? Am I saying be best friends with your cellular body? Yeah, I kind of am. And no, I'm only drinking water. So be mindful that your ability to join the conversation will empower your body. It will strengthen your body. It will kind of help you align to the oneness that you are. And it will also help you kind of move into a state of a higher frequency instead of a broken up frequency. This is what I mean. So your mental body's like, well, I don't know how I'm feeling. That's one vibration. Then let's say your emotional body's reacting to that. That's another vibration, different. And then your cellular body is holding another vibration. So then you have all these different vibrational frequencies happening at the same time, as opposed to one unified field of consciousness. And so your ability to kind of join the conversation means your ability to communicate on a cellular level that, as an example to you, I would say, I call upon my cellular body and the consciousness of my cellular body to raise in vibration so that there is a cohesive, collective agreement within all my cells and including my consciousness with the consciousness of my cells to be in one vibrational frequency of love, appreciation, gratitude. Why am I mentioning those words? Because they're higher vibrational frequency words, not just the words, but their meaning. So gratitude, kindness, forgiveness, all kinds of things like that. Those words are about what you would offer yourself, maybe emotionally, mentally. However, if you don't want to go down that road emotionally or mentally, then offer yourselves the words of gratitude. And why those words? You need to use those words? No. But if you want to, like, find some other form of gratitude, like for me, for instance, I drink a lot of water, a lot of water. And my cellular body is very much, that does good for my body. My particular body needs to run a lot of water through it. So you need to find what, if you don't want to approach your body emotionally, mentally, then approach your cellular body with, does my cellular body need more sleep? How do you know? Sleep more. If you wake up and you're like, yeah, that didn't make a difference. Or if you wake up and you go, wow, I feel amazing. Your cellular body, that's what it needed. Like, I know that I need more water, and therefore I drink more water and feel better. And so my body responds with the feel-good effect. With that said, we're talking about healing. So I need you to know that at all times, your cellular body is all times awake, sleeping, interacting, whatever's going on, whatever you're doing, exercising, whatever it is, your cellular body at all times is achieving its highest and grandest version of itself. So it's at all times going, oh, okay, the liver needs help. Okay, let's send some focus there. Let's take away a little focus from the digestive tract. It's at all times a calibration, all times, day or night. And the cells don't necessarily, they do rest, but the consciousness that is absolutely extraordinary and dwells at the center of your cells doesn't really turn off. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep, so your cells go, oh, okay, we're going to rest, we're going to stop working. Of course not. You're able to sleep and wake up because your cells never stop working for you, but most importantly for themselves, for their own experience. And so, if you are desiring to heal from anything, I invite you to know that you have you're already ahead in the desire to heal when you recognize that your cells and their communication and consciousness with each other desire to achieve that. They're already working on that. And so there's an empowerment and maybe even a peace there, a peace meaning P-E-A-C-E, peace there for you of calm and of, okay, well, that work's already started within me. How can I join it? How can I assist this inner process that has already started? That's already happening. Even before, sometimes before you even know that the healing is needed. And so that's beautiful and empowering, and may you draw strength from that. Now, you can either add to that healing, of course, or take away from it. The normal things, you know, normal in quotes. I'm doing air quotes right now if you don't. Never lose your sense of humor also. know that the normal things, again, air quotes, are, you know, get rest, drink water, you know, eat right, whatever that is for you, whatever your deal is in regards to your belief system of do the right thing for your body. That's one of the first things you want to move into consciously. And then the next thing is, like I said earlier, do you do a meditation where you communicate with your cells? Do you do an intention every day where you let your cell body know, I am here. My consciousness of my humanity is joining you. I know that this would be, yes, you talking to your cells. You don't have to talk out loud. You can talk with your inner voice. You can whisper. Or you can sing it at the top of your lungs. Either way, communicating with yourselves and letting them know, I, as an example to you, I am here and I am in gratitude and I'm joining the process of healing. And I know that it's already happening, which it is. The body's never going to wait on you or anyone to begin healing. The body, again, is always achieving its desired balance. Even if you get test results back that are like, hey, all your levels were out of balance, that doesn't mean that your body's like, I'm out. It means that your body is letting you know, I need you to jump in here. And or your body's saying, we went way out of balance and we're working on coming back. But don't wait until you need to heal, hopefully, for you to listen and hear the messages of the body. Like, that feels good, that doesn't. Thank you very much. No, thank you. Et cetera. So with the healing, when you join the consciousness of the healing that's already going on in your body, there is an empowerment because there's an alignment. There's an alignment, which is an anchoring of an energy within you where, I will put it this way, where all the beings within you, meaning the trillions of cells, and now you yourself on a conscious level, are all on the same page. You're all on the same page, and therefore there isn't any energy being guided away from you or away from the cells, because you're focused over there, but everything, the continuity is there and it's all connected. There is a oneness that you are a part of. And so with that said, your voice matters. I don't care if you feel like your voice has never been heard your whole life. To your body and your cells, your voice matters very much. Because I'll tell you what, if you are having a dialogue with yourself that's negative all the time, like not positive, just negative, 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 your cells in your body are going to start to, and yes, I did say there earlier, and I still hold true to that, that your cells have, I'm going to go back to it, but that your cells have a consciousness all their own. It doesn't mean they're ignoring you. It doesn't mean they can't hear you. It doesn't mean that they, meaning the consciousness of your cells, are excluding you from their experience. No, they're including you in their experience. And so when your body is in a place of healing and you are negative, 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 mentally, emotionally, maybe you're in a very difficult place in your life, what starts to happen is the cells become acidic. Why? So the energy level, the vibrational frequency rather, drops. So it goes from a high frequency of oxygenation to a lower frequency. And when it does that, when it lowers in frequency and vibration, it also lowers in oxygenation and you become, your body becomes acidic. What does that mean? It means on a cellular level, your body's ability to communicate with itself is still there, always there. You'll know when it's not there, but it's diminished. It's not only diminished, but the vibrational frequency of your cells, you want them at the highest vibrational frequency, equaling oxygenation, hydration. So how can you help that happen? So hydrate your body more, et cetera. But a lot of negative thoughts or negative experiences over and over and over, the body becomes acidic. So how do you change that? I am not kidding, folks. Kindness, but your dialogue with yourself. I see the rolling eyes. I know. It's like, come on. No, wait. I'm serious. I work with people all over the world. I'm not saying, hey, be kind to yourself. Heal. Okay, let's go celebrate. No, I mean, I hope it's that easy for you. But what I am saying is your dialogue of kindness, gratitude, focused inwardly, your inner voice will literally create alkalinity. And that means your body will become alkaline, which equals oxygenation. All of a sudden, your body's moving out of an acidic state and into an oxygenated state. And that's not just equaling what kinds of foods and drink and liquids you drink. It also includes how you talk to yourself, feel about yourself, and interact with yourself. I know I started tonight saying that your, well, maybe it was a little bit not starting there, a little bit into it, but that your cellular body is always striving to be the greatest version it can be, and that is true. But again, your cellular body can hear your most inner thoughts, even the ones you're trying to ignore. And is your cellular body, how shall I put it, affected so easily that if you have one negative thought, you're, you know, having a stomachache sometimes, but likelihood is you've had enough of that thought or of that lower vibration that your body's like, yeah, sorry, can't hold this, gonna get rid of it. And so your body is sending you messages even through illness. It's sending you messages through illness in regards to, yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. And that doesn't work for me. And sometimes you're like, I'm eating right. I am exercising. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, quote unquote, air quotes again. And I still don't feel good, or my body's still not doing what I want it to do. Yes, okay, that's a wonderful observation. Your body's not doing what you want it to do. However, are you doing what your body needs you to do? Are you communicating in a way that represents and brings about the grandest and greatest version of you, if not in your life, because we all deal with different things, but your internal world. So can you start being kind and loving and making those kind, loving choices to your inner world, your cellular consciousness, so you can join the conversation? And that process, again, goes from a lower vibration to a higher one, and you start oxygenating your body. I mean, I think for the most part, when we feel like we're in love with someone or in love with something, and there's an excitement, a vibration, even an energy of looking forward to something, and it's palpable, meaning physically, you can feel your body. You might not say, wow, my body's vibrating at such a high rate. You might not say that. You might say, I feel really happy, or I feel very positive, or I feel like, you know, the sky's the limit or whatever. When that's happening and you're hooked into something you love, whether it's a person, a place, an idea, an upcoming event, or what have you, hopefully you're loving yourself at that level. That's when, and that's why I'm so relating this all to a love vibration. Am I talking about a relationship love? Sort of, and no. I'm not like, oh, I'm in love with, you're not saying, oh, I'm in love with myself. I don't need anybody else. I mean, maybe that's how you feel, and that's okay. It's about what works for you. And so why does love feel so good? Love from an animal, love from the gardening you're doing, love from making an incredible meal, love from helping somebody, enjoying yourself, from being creative. Why does, let me put it differently, things like that that make you feel good, are they make you feel good for a reason. And that reason on an external level is plain to see because you experience the results immediately. But why does it feel so good inside? I mean, can your cellular body, other than your eyes, of course, can your stomach, your thigh, or your toe see what you just finished creating? No, it can feel it. It can feel the higher frequency and vibration of you loving yourself and allowing yourself to experience something that cultivates love within you. It doesn't even have to be another person. And so I'm going to go back to your ability to heal yourself or to assist your body to heal itself, to transform itself, is literally loving it, loving yourself, loving your body, not necessarily just human love, but that you are one love within yourself, manifesting, breathing, living, talking, and being, and that your body is loving you every moment that you exist. Your body is loving you every moment that you exist and showing up with its grandest and greatest version of itself because it loves itself as well as you because you're one and the same. So the only reason I'm pointing towards the love aspect is because it's such a high vibrational frequency. And again, it's not about a relationship love. I mean, it can be, but you don't want to get into a situation where, and so many people do, where I feel great and I'm in love. Okay, something went wrong. I feel terrible. So we're not talking about that for your healing of your body. We're not talking about that level of love. We're talking about you loving yourself in a way that you remember, wait a second, I'm a human body, but I'm also a universal vibrational frequency. And if you've never contemplated that truth before, do so. Do so, that you are a vibrational frequency. If you are into symphonies and orchestras, you, that's so random, I have to laugh at myself. But I'm doing it from a place of love. Okay, so I'm trying to use the analogy that if you enjoy a symphony and orchestral music, you're talking about the fact that all these different instruments create this incredible sound, or whatever your genre of music is. Even the human voice is creating an extremely incredible sound. And so the reason I mentioned that is that's a vibrational frequency. When all those different instruments get together, they create a vibrational frequency that can be felt. Regardless, why is music such a big deal for so many people? A lot of music can, it moves people. It moves you maybe through an emotion or through a difficult time and into a lighter time, or so many people hear certain songs that remind them of a pivotal transforming time in their life. And so with that said, your body is a divine instrument, and internally it creates a environment of oxygenation, of self-love, again, love being vibrational frequency. And that vibrational frequency has a consciousness. So even if your belief system is, I'm not part of the universe, I'm not connected to anything, that's okay. What I'm saying to you is, you have your own universe. It exists within you. You have your own planets. They exist within you. You have your own oxygen and universal connectivity and communication. It exists within you. So you are your own universe. What does that mean? It means that you can communicate with that inner universe, that inner environment, and assist yourself as well as your cellular body to heal, whether it's cancer, whatever it is. And there are endless aspects, as we all know, in our human lifetimes, of things that you can be healing from, minor or major. And you can heal from all of it. Now, I did want to end on this. And maybe I'll start with this in the next show. So we're talking about, let's say we're talking about healing cancer. One of the things that I see with my cancer patients around the world is oftentimes, more often than not, their cancer is there due to ancestral effects, meaning the family members, maybe not immediately, but prior to that, held cancer in their cells, or that came forth. And so I cannot emphasize strong enough that for you to love yourself back into healing and alignment, peace and well-being requires you to know you are worthy, requires you to claim your own personal and individual path right here and now, different than all of the beings who have come before you. It is pivotal in your healing that you every day, or at least once, please claim your individual path in that moment of your choice, to claim that you will not be repeating what somebody had prior to you. And even if your body starts to represent that, claim not only your worthiness, and that's so important, that you are worthy regardless of who told you you are not. I don't care if it was your family of origin, your friends later on, your spouse, etc. And maybe it was a pattern that was with you from birth all the way through into your adult life. That was my experience. Not only are you not worthy, but you shouldn't be alive and nobody wants you here, et cetera, et cetera. And so if we're going to take me, for example, because of my connection to my spirit world and my spiritual knowing and my soul evolution, my awakening matters, I had, and you have access to it too, by the way, now, tomorrow, the next day, and the next, this inner voice, actually my cellular body's voice, as well as my spiritual voice, etc., that's another a conversation, that constantly reminded me that I was not what was being projected onto me. I guess I had to hear it all the way throughout my life and keep remembering that I'm extremely different, and I'm different not because other people are not like me, but because I believe stronger in that cellular universal consciousness that I am a part of within me than I do the external voices of hate. And if somebody is hating you, it is their issue. If it's a collective hate, it is their issue. Let it be a reminder in that moment to choose to love yourself at that extreme and even greater. And maybe you can't achieve that in the moment, but you will. And why do I know that? Because I'm walking, living, breathing truth of that. But with that said, the most important thing I can say for the clients that I've worked with that have healed themselves from cancer, et cetera, is they started to give themselves permission to remember not only that they are worthy, but that they can have a different path than all of the people who came before them. And they started telling themselves on a cellular level. So, I mean, we have thoughts that are on like a superficial level or a deeper level or an emotional level. I'm talking about going even deeper than that to a cell level where you start telling yourself truths that were never shared with you, or, and I do mean truths, like if love was withheld from you, maybe it's because your love is bigger and stronger than all the hate expressed towards you. I mean, that sucks, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not saying to you, yeah, take that way because it was great. No, but I am telling you that in the end result, when if not when, but well, let's say the opposite. When you get through that, if that's where you are in your journey right now, and I am talking about the emotional, I've segued from the cellular, and whoever is still online listening to me and you're following me, I applaud you. Right on. So with that said, when I am living proof, when you get through everything, and you will. You will be able to look in the mirror or even just be in stillness with yourself and go, wow, I not only did I make it, but I love who I've become. I love who I am. And that is something that once you get there, nothing and no one and no experience can ever take it away. But getting there, if you didn't start out your life being loved and cherished, et cetera, I can guarantee you when you do get to a place of self-love, you will have that as a knowing that nothing and no one can ever take away from you. So again, I'm going to go back to the most important point, which is you must know that you are worthy and you must give yourself permission to not follow all of those who came before you, but to create your own path and not be afraid to do so. You're not going to be alone forever. And most importantly, you will experience healing on all the way at the cellular level, all the way through to your physical, emotional, mental healing and level. So tune in to the next show where I will continue this conversation on cellular healing, but I will include emotional and mental healing and how they all work together. And thank you so much for joining me tonight, for those who are still here. And I wish you so much love and light, and that you allow yourself to feel that coming from within you and how loved you are by your cellular body, because after all, you are alive and experiencing that love with every heartbeat. And I welcome you to join me next time. So blessings and bye for just now.